This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The clock is ticking for the Democrats. Oh, yeah. The Democrats. We won! We won! We got the government reopened! Woo! They didn't win. They've lost. And what's funny, knowing how strategy works, I'm a strategist. So I know what's coming. But you know what? If they want to think they won, what is this? Day what of the new opening of the government that looms down to February 15th, just the day after Valentine's Day. Everybody gets to open up and be all happy because they're going to be able to get their loved one some flowers and some candy and maybe take them out for a night to dinner, only for the realization that the next day the government shutdown looms unless Donald Trump gets his wall. And Donald Trump himself tweeted, "You'd have to be a moron to think I'm not getting my wall." He didn't put it in those terms. Those are Kevin Jackson terms. Speaking of Kevin Jackson, who is that guy? Kevin Jackson is the guy who is spreading the word of truth and knowledge and pragmatic thinking across the nation. That's why we started an organization called Seeking Educational Excellence, because we want to make sure this social justice agenda is no longer pervasive in the world. Seeking Educational Excellence, battling the crazy ideas of leftism, school by school. Initiating lawsuits. We are the judicial watch of education. That's the best way for us to put it. We're the judicial watch of education. We will probably launch more lawsuits against colleges and universities by a single entity than anyone in the country by the end of this year. You're welcome. SeekingEducationalExcellence.com, I think .org. You can reach us in a variety of ways. KJRadio.com is what this is about, and I hope you spread the word. I hope you let everybody know. And I hope you support what we do, not just by spreading the word, but the occasional ducky, the occasional, you know, dinero, the occasional 10 cents, whatever you want to give to help us out, because we need it. We're not proud in the sense of, oh, look at us, we can do everything. No, we can't. We are understaffed and underfunded, but you know what we still do? We get up every day with a smile on our face. We go warm up. We strap our hands. We put our mouthpiece in, our cup on, and we go and start kicking the crap out of leftists. And they bring the fight. I'll give it to them. Those little chumps, as sorry as they are, as terrible of fighters as they are, they still get up in the morning and they bring the fight. It's like fighting a bunch of, you know, mentally challenged people. They just get in the ring and they're just swinging away. I mean, arms flailing like they're drowning. And we just pop, 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 pop. Knock them down. But you know what? I'll give them credit. They get up. Oh, he didn't hurt me. Yeah, okay. Well, come on. Get some more. Boom, boom, boom. I don't care what you think about that analogy. Oh, metaphor. Is that a metaphor or not? Whatever. I don't care what you think about it. It's like beating up a bunch of crazy people. Beating up zombies. Does that help you? Make you feel better? Conservatives that are out there going, Kevin's talking about beating up the mentally challenged. Yeah. That's exactly what fighting a liberal is. It's beating up a mentally challenged person. A person who would dare want you to think you're crazy. Oh, look at you. Oh, get up in the morning, get ready, and go to work and go make all your money. And then, you know, get tax crap, you know, crap taxed out of you. And then you come home and spend time with your family and your kids and you raise them right. Look at you, Mr. Goody Two Shoes. And you're like, as opposed to what? Well, as opposed to me. I mean, look at what I do. I stay home all day. You know, I play dominoes. And I meet with my friends. I smoke some weed. And then I go hang out at the park, maybe do a drug deal off the books. You know what I'm saying? Then I come and hang out with my friends at my house. We play video games all day. I mean, you could have a productive day like that. But no, you get up and you go to work and you do all that other crazy stuff. Like taking your kids to the baseball games and the ballet and dance. And then you go out to dinner and you commiserate with your family and your friends. Look at you. Yuck. Ew. That's essentially it. That's why I tell you, it's like arguing with a bunch of crazy folks. What do you want me to do? You want me to argue with a bunch of crazy people? You don't want me to beat them up? Beat them up? They deserve to be beaten up. Look, when do you want the truth getting out? When do you... there was an article about Amazon and Microsoft's facial recognition. And it doesn't recognize black people, and minorities very well, supposedly, or something like that. The title of the article, Melissa's going to get it to me, but it's something like this. Facial recognition of Amazon and Microsoft facial recognition shows bias used by cops. And we're like, what? So you read the article, and Microsoft and Amazon, two very lefty organizations, and they developed a software. Police used it, and they got to put the cops in the title. Anyway, we'll go more into it. But here's my point to all of this, is that we have to find our targets. We have to find that passion and go after. So we decided, and it was through some prodding of one of my benefactors, that we were going to go after education and the social justice agenda in education. It's rampant. It's pervasive in how these people are handling things and treating, you know, what we do, how they portray us. And I said, enough is enough. The reason why we looked at education is because that's the conveyor belt that says everything we do is bad. How is it that the people living, playing by every rule that's been developed? I mean, the Marquess of Queensberry would be so proud of us. And every time we turn around, these people are attacking us for something. This is crazy. Enough is enough. You got to draw your line in the sand somewhere. And so we've decided education would be that place. So I hope you join us. I hope you tell other people. I hope you become part. If you're in a parent-teacher organization and you say, Kevin, we want to be a part of this. If you're part of a homeschooling network, join us. Get involved. We are going at this systematically, and we are going to destroy. Look at what Gavin Newsom in California, he sued some cities. I don't remember what for, but it was something that he didn't like. This is one of the most leftist guys on the planet. He's now suing cities in his own state. Can you imagine California being sued for something that would be remotely pro-conservative? But that's what he's doing. He's suing them. Well, you know what they don't like? You know what leftists don't like? They don't like to be sued. They don't like to be served. They don't like to be told, you're going to have to fight this out in court. Because the one place where we do have some sanity left, not much always, but is in the legislative, in the judiciary, That's the only place that there's a modicum of sanity. And thankfully, Trump is making a lot of new appointments. So this is where we're going to fight our battles. And I hope you join us. SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I also happen to believe that the Hispanics should work harder at assimilation. That's one of the things I've been saying for a long time. You know, that they ought not to be just codified in their communities, but make sure that all their kids are learning to speak English and that they feel comfortable in the communities. And that's going to take outreach on both sides, frankly.
I played this clip the other day, and because I was talking about Brokaw and his friends, he's hanging around where he's saying things like, you know, I don't want my grandbabies to be brown. And I question, who's he hanging around? Because he's not hanging around conservatives. Look, let me tell you, we get such a bad rap. They want you out to look like you're racist and all that. They want you to look LGBT unfriendly. Cheney, I talk about this story quite often. Dick Cheney, Vice President Dick Cheney, daughter is a lesbian. Hardcore lesbian. Cheney didn't care. No, people didn't even know this. Now, meanwhile, Cher, who is getting all these GLAAD awards, freaked out when Chastity, her daughter, wanted to become Chaz. I wrote about this in my second book, Sexy Brilliance. But Cheney is the homophobe, right? He's the one that's really bad. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. We're the good guys. We've got the most integrated families. I hear people all the time say to me, Kevin, man, you should see our family when we get together for this or that or the other. And it's only maybe the oldest and the most segregated of whites. I'm talking about Appalachia and places like that where you have any bias at all towards color or religion, whatever. I mean, for the most part, if you're a good person, people accept you into their family, certainly as conservatives. And I'm not saying leftists don't, but they do it not as a source of, you know, just, hey, this is family. They do it like, look at us. We're so integrated and diverse. And it's ridiculous, but that's what we're dealing with. The reason why I played the clip of Brokaw, the part of it where he talks about what Hispanics need to do to prove to America they want to get into our culture, we're talking about illegals. And Tom Brokaw dared say that the onus is on the Latino community when you come to America to actually become American. But they don't. And the left is attacking this man relentlessly. I mentioned how to get a hold of us, kjradio.com. There's more to it. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. See, the left is mad at Tom Brokaw because he dared tell the truth about illegals. He dared tell the truth that if these people were to get immersed in the culture, I'm not talking, I don't want illegals here. I want legal people, but I'm saying legally you come to America, become American, we embrace you. Donald Trump embraces you. They don't want you to know that. They want people to believe that all we care about is just, you know, as Brokaw said earlier, we don't want the browning of this country. Well, I'll speak on behalf of Americans and tell you that I don't want the browning of this country. We're brown enough. I want the Americanizing of this country, and I don't care where those people come from. I want people who are willing to fight and die for this country as I am, and as many of you are, as most of you are that are listening to this program. You're willing to fight and die for this country. You're willing to fight and die for this country knowing that you may not get to see your family again. Think about that. Think about all the guys that went in World War II, landed on the beach in Normandy, and they know many of us are not coming home. We are deader than disco. But they go. And, coming from a military school background, I will tell you, I saw the films. I had these drill instructors that couldn't talk about the things that they saw. But they charged, they fought on Iwo Jima. And just, you know, they're telling us how dug in the Japanese were and how these guys fought like crazy men. And it's funny, I look back at it now and I think about Gunny Morton and Master Sergeant McLaughlin and Gunny Ski and these guys, Dow Waller, and I think about what they faced and how we as little, knothead kids sort of took it for granted. These men were lucky to have returned home. They fought in some, you think South Central is bad? Go fight the Japanese on Iwo Jima and understand what these men faced, what they were willing to do, how tough they were as Marines, and what they did to save this country, to fight for our freedoms. Wow, it's humbling. I'm a bad dude. I mean, I've trained all my life to fight. And I'm going to tell you, I'm humbled to be with one of those guys, to be in their presence. I didn't understand it when I was younger, but I understand it more now. It is a humbling thing. And the idea that we want to prevent people from becoming part of this country is ridiculous. I want people to come to this country and have that kind of resolve. The resolve of the fighting men and women in this country who are willing to protect it, who are willing to give their lives for it. And when Brokaw makes a statement and says, look, the Latino cultures can't be segregated. You've got to assimilate. You've got to be part of what we do. I mean, there are many examples of it. I live in Phoenix now, and, there's I move around through the Latino population invisible. Nobody's looking at me crazy or trying to figure out, you know, some. I mean, it's nothing. There's nothing. I mean, I can't describe it. It's nondescript because you just move around through the culture. And I understand it. By the way, some of the best Mexican food you could ever possibly eat. What do you mean we don't want the browning of America? We love the culture. But what we want is we want people to understand the American culture comes before anything else. We're all a hodgepodge. But you want to tell me your Russian ethnicity is more important than your Americanness? No, it is not. Sorry, Vlad. It isn't. It's the same. By the way, this is not Latino-based. It's not African-based. It's not anything Asian-based. This is based. I'm telling you, and I believe most of you feel the same way. I don't care where you're from. But don't. You can be proud. I came from Poland. You know what? Here's what's funny. When I talk to people that come from communist countries, I can't name one that has ever said to me, Kevin, as much as I love America, I love my country more, and you know, I really wish that my country would do this. They all say, I am so glad to be gone from that hellhole and to be an American and to adopt an American mentality. I don't give a crap about my former country other than the fact that I was born there, my family's there, etc. I have that tie, that emotional tie, but I am American. And I've met many Eastern Europeans that say that. A lot of Africans say that too, by the way. And I think that's the disparity between what a lot of times they're like, I don't understand these black folks, black Americans. You're so fortunate to be here. So much opportunity is being squandered. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As much of the country is dealing with record cold temperatures,
folks do need to be alert. Dr. Tom Waters is an emergency physician at the Cleveland Clinic. He says frigid temperatures can escalate into hypothermia quickly.
Initially, they're a little excited. They're shivering. They may be stomping their feet and moving around a lot. But that's usually followed by what we call a slowing phase, when they start to get lethargic, maybe slurred speech. They start to have a little trouble walking.
That audio courtesy of Fox 2 WJBK in Detroit, Michigan. In his annual State of the NFL address, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell addresses a controversial no call at the end of the Saints-Rams game.
Now, there's solutions for this, and I'm not suggesting that. That's what the committee has to focus in on. What are the solutions? What are the unintended consequences? And come up with something that we think can keep the competitive nature of our game, but also improve efficiency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've told you people that anything involving that chill checkbox, you check it. I'm African American. I'm a Latino American. I'm an Asian American. Whatever. I am a European American. Whatever box you check in that little government box that they give you is a checkbox that says, yes, I'm giving you permission to steal money from me in any way you choose. That's what it is. It's pretty pathetic that we continue to check that stinking box, and you should check other and write in American, and that's it. And you should take your nationality off of anything. If you need to, change your name or play games with it, because now you can be whatever you want to be. You want to be a woman, you want to be a man, you want to be a he, she, whatever you want to be it. And when they check the box, check female, check male, check all of them. Don't let them know anything about you, because that box means that box is nothing but trouble. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. That box is nothing but trouble. Here's an article I was alluding to earlier about this facial recognition software, but here's what they say. Facial recognition systems are increasingly common, but a staggering amount of research suggests many of these technologies have bias barriers to overcome before that happens. For Amazon, the hurdles could constitute as a threat to civil rights, specifically gender and racial bias. So facial recognition now is under fire. Okay? And here's what they said. Research, this is the title of the article. I mentioned this earlier. Researchers find gender and racial bias in Amazon's facial recognition software widely used by cops. Now, where else is facial recognition software being used? It's not just being used by cops. It's probably being used by banks. It's being used by traffic sensors. I mean, there's many things. Maybe it's just, getting into your computer. They use facial recognition for, my computer has a facial recognition thing. When I first bought the computer, you look at it, it said, okay, it's you. And it took a thing. And now all I got to do, when I want to get on my computer, I open it up. It automatically starts to search. It goes, oh, that's Kevin. Boop, and it lets me in. If you're not me, it doesn't let you in. It won't even let you in with a picture of me, I'm told. So it's got to recognize me. But now they're saying it's biased. And in the very nature of the article, this is in Salon, for those of you who want to know, salon.com. Don't believe me. Go read it. this software that they're talking about, developed by Amazon and I think even Microsoft, and what do they want to do? They want to tie it to the police. This bias is gender and racial bias. So anyway, here's what it goes on to say. Amazon's deep learning software called Recognition, spelled with a K, has emerged as a leader in the field of facial recognition. But according to a study published this week by the MIT Media Lab, researchers found the technology only excelled when identifying the gender of lighter-skinned men. According to the study, it had trouble discerning gender and skin tone when the individual was a woman or had darker colored skin. Specifically, in the test, Recognition misidentified women for men 19% of the time. We could stop right there and have some fun with this subject. Think about that. It misidentified women as men. Hey, I would just credit that to the lesbian community, which is beginning to get a lot more butch these days, maybe, huh? Or you could credit it that metrosexual men on the left are starting to look so much like women, the software can't tell the difference. Anyway, it says, and darker-skinned women for men, 31% of the time. So if you're a black lesbian, then it really thinks you're a dude. Researchers compared Amazon's technology to the facial recognition technologies from IBM and Microsoft and found Amazon's to be the least accurate. Last year's studies found similar patterns of facial recognition built by IBM, Microsoft, and MegV. Following the studies, or maybe Meg 7 because it's VII, I don't know, you never know. It says, following the studies, Microsoft and IBM both promised they would improve their software. Why am I chuckling? I'm chuckling because, you know, the minute you go, hey, your software's got some software has gender and racial bias. I want you to understand how crazy the world is becoming. Here's what we should be striving for, okay? We should be striving for accuracy. And if it does turn out that the software is having issues around color or gender, that's fine. Look, as a human being, you have issues around color or gender. Oh, I know. He hadn't thought of that, right? Let me tell you something. Most of the people that I know, you wouldn't know a Spaniard from a white person if somebody put a gun to your head. Unless they open their mouth and say, hello, how are you doing? They look like a white dude. And by the way, this is black folks too. I guarantee you couldn't tell me the differences between blacks. But I mean, y'all think that there's I'm speaking broadly here. But people go, oh, there's a difference between Koreans and Japanese and Chinese, and I can't figure it out. Let me tell you something. You can't figure out black folks. You can't figure out the difference between a Ghanaian, a Nigerian, a Botswanan. There are some people, I'll give you an example. The Somali people have a very distinctive look. Ethiopians have a bit of a distinctive look, even though they can be, and they're Eritreans, but I consider them the same because it's just a country split. They have a distinctive look, but even they at times can look a bit like Somalis, depending on how close to the line where they are in the country of Ethiopia, because it borders. So you have that. There are people that can't tell you the difference between a Senegalese and a Congolese, somebody from Liberia, whatever. They cannot tell you the difference. Black folks, if you look at the continent of Africa, most people don't know that Kenyans have they're tall and lean, typically. They have a look to themselves, so you can kind of tell. Most people cannot tell you the difference between an Egyptian, an Algerian, or maybe a Tunisian. They can't tell you the difference. Can't spot it. It's just as difficult for you as a human being to spot this as it is for the software. And, tell me you know the difference between a Canadian and an American. Tell me you do. And I'll call you a liar. Tell me you can tell, unless a Brit smiles and shows you their jacked up teeth, you can't tell the difference between a Brit and an Australian or a New Zealander or whatever. I'm just saying, You can't tell the difference between somebody from in most of Scandinavia, the Netherlands, the Finnish, the Norwegians, you know, and in some cases, because in America we've got a lot of those over, people would think they're American if they're just walking along. So what do you think this software is going to have trouble? If you can't understand another human being, don't you think the software is going to go, I'm going to guess you're from Botswana. No, Tanzania. Why do you insult me? Why do you wish to insult me like this? Right? You can't tell. But now we got to know, it's got a bias between white and black women in terms of thinking that they're men, or white women in terms of thinking that they're men, and 19% of white women. And here's what the left wants you to believe. The left wants this software to be 100% and knowing the difference between a man and a woman, when you've got some Marine Corps looking butch lesbian that's looking at the camera. I will tell you this. There are many, many lesbian women that I don't know what they are. I'm like, that looks like a dude. They press their breasts down if they have any. They're usually a little bit, the ones that are butch are kind of overweight. They look like a chubby dude. How do you think the software is going to know? Consequently, they go on, the potential for weaponization and abuse of facial analysis technologies cannot be ignored, nor the threats of privacy or breaches of civil liberties diminish, even as accuracy disparities decrease. More intensive explorations of policy, corporate practice, and ethical guidelines is thus needed to ensure vulnerable and marginalized populations are protected and not harmed as the technology evolves. This is now, we've got to guard against all of these bad things in software, because what will happen? Well, our AI could go crazy. Our artificial intelligence algorithms and the robots won't know what to do. What if a butch-looking lesbian buys a robot, and that robot is supposed to be, gender neutral? Oh, they want G's. They want a dude. And the robot is supposed to recognize this. I mean, can you see the problems that this could create in the LGBT community and the purchase of robots? I'm being facetious a little bit, but not by much. I mean, they want to be mad that tech isn't recognizing all these different iterations of people. Be mad about it. But are you really blaming the right people? Of course not. And I'm gonna come back to this. I didn't think we'd do two segments, but I want to do another segment because I want to talk about this from the cop angle. Because we obviously made a movie called Bleeding Blue, but let's explore the cop.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't like police. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm just scared of them. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we want to call them too. Somebody broke into my house once. It's a good time to call them, but I don't know. The house is too nice. It ain't a real nice house, but they never believe I lived in it. He's still here.
The law and police is a war on all peaceful citizens who want to be able to work and live and send their kids to school in safety. Our job is not to make life more comfortable for the rioter or the robber or the looter or the violent disruptor, of which there are many. Our job is to make life more comfortable for the African-American parent who wants their kids to be able to safely walk the streets and walk to school. Or the senior citizen waiting for a bus. Or the young child walking home from school. For every one violent protester, there are 100 moms and dads and kids on the same city block who just want to be able to sleep safely at night. They want safety. My opponent, Hillary, would rather protect the offender than the victim. Big problem in our society. Hillary Clinton-backed policies are responsible for the problems in the inner cities today, and a vote for her is a vote for another generation of poverty, high crime, and lost opportunities. I care too much about my country to let this happen.
The search for answers to the questions of race and the excessive use of force. Some interesting and provocative data has risen on recent research in recent days, including this analysis from a Harvard economics professor on the New York Times Upshot blog. He noted the FBI statistics show that 31.8% of people who are shot by police are African American, while a similar percentage, 28.9%, of arrestees are African American, while bias comes into play with how those numbers are out of proportion with the percentage of African Americans in the population. He points out that the percentage of arrests and percentage of shootings being close to equal indicates there isn't added bias when it comes to police shootings. As for the incidence of police shootings, another new study could find no racial bias. The study focused on more than 1,300 shootings, fatal and non-fatal, in 10 police departments in Texas, Florida, and California. The New York Times reports, quote, in shootings in these 10 cities involving officers, officers were more likely to fire their weapons without having first been attacked when the suspects were white. The study was conducted by Roland Fryer, the youngest African-American to receive tenure at Harvard, who called it the most surprising result of his career.
That last clip was a Harvard study that said that there is no racial bias in policing. I happen to agree with that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, and I'm talking about this facial recognition software that Amazon developed, and that now there are people saying, oh, it's discriminatory. And I think to myself, it's software being developed by human beings. Human beings who can't even figure out the nationality of each other. And you want to know why? Because figuring out people's nationality is as complicated as their DNA. Look at me. On the surface, I look like I'm 100, you know, there's a black guy. But I ran my ancestry DNA, and I'm 21% white. Yeah, 11% Irish, and 10% Norwegian. I know. Oh, yeah. Just call me Sven. So, yeah, I'm 21% white, 79% some form of other, black, and even Native American. So, but how does the software pick up on these things? How would it do it? How are you gonna know the inner workings of people? And what it goes to show you is that you don't know. There's no way to know. I remember when somebody told me Tyson Bickford, he was the biggest male model back in like the 80s, 90s. Black dude. He's half Chinese. I didn't know that. But I look at him and I go, ah, I can see it around the eyes. Not trying to be funny. But you could. But Tyson Bickford, I think that was his name, he looks black. He looks like a black dude. And he was the de facto male model, man. I'm telling you, the dude was the bomb. He was the equivalent of Tyra Banks, but even bigger, quite honestly. Back in his day, till they told me that man was Chinese, I had no idea. Would have never guessed it. And there are many others. So all these different things, the way that we now interact with one another around the world, and the fact that it is a global community. Yes, there are recesses of that people. There are people, you know, that live in certain areas where you can easily see their ethnicity. There's no question about that. Places in the world, these little Amazonian tribes and things like this. You know, I can tell a Guatemalan from a Honduran, certainly from a Mexican, but even you can be fooled if you get a hard-looking Aztec-looking Mexican, you can be fooled. You can be fooled with just Mexicans just based on that. Do you get what I'm saying? And black people, we're the biggest ones to fool you, but nobody really cares because they lump us all into the continent of Africa and go, here, you're all African-American. But you're not. You're not all. There are very distinct looks to different places in Africa based on where you're from. A Tunisian looks nothing like a Tanzanian, but they're both African. So how do you anticipate facial recognition software getting it right? And so the very next thing they do, MIT's Media Lab says, oh, this technology only excels when it identifies the gender of light-skinned men. So it can only tell, the only time you can use this software, this is Amazon's version, is when you're looking at white dudes. It doesn't know black dudes. Here's what it says. It says recognition is called REK, recognition. Misidentified women for men 19% of the time. And dark-skinned women 31% of the time. So it misidentified women for men, period, 19% of the time. And it misidentified black women 31% of the time in terms of the whole thing. So, as I said earlier, it's a funny study to me because it's more of a statement of how we can no longer tell men from women. Now, I don't know whether IBM and Microsoft and this other group, I don't know whether their software does remarkably so much better, but I don't know that it can or it necessarily will. If it is remarkably better, I'd love to see the algorithm, because you take the hair off of the average person now, I look at them and I go, I don't know whether that's a dude or a girl. You know, how many genders are there now? I mean, honestly, how many recognized genders by the left are there? It's well over 50. So how do you expect the software to keep up with all these things? How do you expect language to keep up with all the pronouns that people want us to use? How do you expect this to continue? Because I don't see how it can continue. I don't see how it can work. I'm just a layman. And the idea that they tied this to the cops is what really bothers me. They want the police to, the software can't even detect who these people are, man, woman, black, white, whatever. And they want the cops to get it right. And the cops have to get it right under the most abject, I mean, the worst circumstances possible, under attack. And you think a cop cares about, oh, that's a white dude firing at me versus a black dude. Oh, that's a white woman or white man. I'm going to try to make up my mind before I decide I'm going to shoot, since this white man slash woman, whatever you want to call them, give them whatever pronouns or names or nouns you want, is firing at me. Let me make a determination of, do I shoot the woman versus the man? This is not stuff that police should have to worry about. And in terms of the software itself, what it's being used at airports, it's being used in train stations, it's being used in, I mean, it should be used for the public good, and nobody should care whether this software has a bias. Now, if the coding is such that says, when you detect somebody that looks like a black, go beat the crap out of them, then I will tell you, okay, it's got a bias. But if it's just recognize a person, give us the best idea of what you think they are, not that it matters to me, fine. I don't care. I don't know what they're going to do with this. Is it going to be Minority Report where, oh, if it looks like a black guy, go ahead and arrest them? I don't think that's the part. I don't think that's what the case is. What bugs me the most is, again, this cop bias where the police are using this software to do something nefarious when we know that's not true.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.